Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, November 1st. We are so glad you are here. And we are going to be talking a lot of wrestling today for the next hour. I want to say thank you if you're tuning in, because we also have on our other channel, the great show Grapsity. So lots of content today. So make sure you check that show out after our show. Or if you want to watch their show now, come back and watch ours. Either way, we're a team. So teamwork makes a dream work shit something, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
Who knows? I'm just here so I don't get fined. But as I start every show, Maggie, how you doing?
Doing great. We just talked, Rob and I just talked right before this the show started that he's looking forward to your elections ending, because like I'm sure you guys have had a really, really rough time already. It's been a rough time for us too. So I absolutely understand what you're talking about, man. It's this weird time of the year. It happens two times that our daylight savings thingy already happened and yours hasn't still. And
yeah.
Yeah, so we started the show 1 hour earlier for me. And that's always great because I get to actually eat after the show and get some rest before my day shift tomorrow. It's been a week, man. Because of the daylight savings stuff, I almost had a heart attack on Wednesday because SP3 texted me and he was like, do you want to do the Crunchyroll prediction shows? And I was like, hell yes, because at this point, I'm going to be on True Heel Heat's WWE premium live event predictions every time there is one. So I'm just going to put it in my calendar and just not have anything planned for Wednesday before a WWE PLE. Mm-hmm. So he was like, do you want to do the show? It starts at 6 p.m. UK time. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I'm like, yeah, that's 8 p.m. my time. And then I changed my dinner date to lunch date with my girlfriend. So we had pizza and everything. It was really good.
Yeah, it looked like it.
Shut up. Yes, it did have salad on it, but that salad is a spice, okay? Jesus. I'm not all American and want only meat on my pizza. I want meat on... Okay, I'm not going to finish that.
There you go, Soupy. There you go, Soupy.
That is a different show. So as I was saying, I was walking home around 7 p.m. and I was like, oh my God, wait. The daylight savings happened for the UK because, oh my God. And then I text SP3 and I'm like, the daylight savings happened for you? And to be honest, he probably texted me the same minute that I texted him. But in my head, that was a year. Because of my freaking anxiety brain and everything. So I Googled what time is it now in the UK and everything. So it was fine. Daylight savings did happen in the UK and for the majority of Europe, just you guys that are behind once again.
Yeah.
Dicks.
That's true.
So, yes. Yeah, so we're about to have, a really fun show. So you might as well play the Cooper Effect video because we are going to start with the Cooper Effect.
Okay, let's do that.
This week.
Well, let's start with the super chats. We got the first one here from Ryan Sullivan. Says, better get predictions right or you'll be a couple of crown fools. Nice. Thank you.
Yes, this is why why I left.
Thank you very much, Ken Bruno, who sent us a monster super chat. Thank you so much. Sending healing vibes to Chris Bay. Have a good show, folks. Thank you very much for that. We truly appreciate it. Like Maggie said, all our super chats today, all the proceeds go straight
this
to
this is why Chris I wanted Bay. Us to start with a Cooper effect, by the way, just because, you know, I can I can explain, you know, but, stuff.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. That's fine. I thought you Oh well. Here we go. Sorry. You know me. I like to throw things out there when I shouldn't. Yeah, what else to do? Welcome to a pre-production meeting here.
So as I was saying, the Cooper effect this week, none other than Chris Bay. So during a taping after Bound for Glory this past week, he suffered a really, really serious injury. It was like, okay, I saw horrible, horrible people online. No, because he does so, you know, so much flippy stuff. No, it was from a neck breaker. Everyone shut the fuck up. It was a normal neck breaker. He was immediately rushed to the hospital after actually finishing the match and finishing everything that he had to do. Rushed to the hospital, had a surgery immediately. So it's a really, really serious surgery. And he's probably going to be out for quite some time. So this GoFundMe is not only for the surgery, it's for the time ahead that he's going to miss jobs, working, and everything. So we would like to send all of our love, all of our best wishes to Chris Bay. He's a wonderful, wonderful human being. I've interacted with the guy a lot on Twitter, and he's just, like, you can tell that he has a wonderful soul. So, like, all of our thoughts and prayers are with him, his family. He's in good spirits, as far as Sean is reported. The good thing is that both Chris Bay and TNA have been providing the fans with updates about his status, and that's good because, like, we are gonna miss him in the ring. One of the greatest in TNA, New Japan, and everything. So, as I do my regular shtick at the end, at the beginning of our shows, please send us a super chat and Humper Chats at humperchats.com. The super chats, it's the bottom of the YouTube live chat, the little dollar sign. All of the proceeds will go to Chris Bay's GoFundMe. Besides that, please leave a like on the video. Subscribe to Fightful Select. A lot of news will be going on the Fightful Select. Please subscribe to youtube.com/Fightful and to this very channel, youtube.com/Fightful Overbooked. But liking the video is the easiest way that you can support us. Also, if you can, after watching this video, this podcast, please leave a comment below the video, or if you're watching later, while we're not live, please leave a comment on the video. It helps us out a lot with the horrible, horrible YouTube algorithm. But with that being said, we can start talking about wrestling. We love you, Chris Bay. Just get well soon.
Yeah, I just want to say that too. Like, wish you the best. Wish Chris the best. We hope he gets healthier and things go well. Like, it's been reported that he's doing a lot better. Or I know Ace Austin said that his spirits are up and everything, so that's good to hear. And it's one of those things where we just want him to be healthy. That's really what we want. So, but we will get started here. So,
yes, all the super chats will be going to Chris Bay's GoFundMe. All of them, all of the proceeds.
Yes. So, all right. Well, let's start with some WWE Crown Jewel predictions taking place tomorrow, live from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. So, Maggie, you'll be able to get to watch at a normal time somewhat.
No, I will be not be because of because of two reasons. Mainly because of the daylight savings, and I'll be still at work.
Oh, okay.
And not only that, but I say to a colleague, can you come and, you know, come to work like a half an hour earlier just so I can walk home and watch the show. This will not be the case tomorrow because we have a big, big ass concert in the bar tomorrow. It's a tribute concert, tribute band, Tool. They're going to be performing Tool songs.
Nice.
And it's already sold out. Like 2 weeks earlier, it sold out, and it's going to be a nightmare. Okay, it's going to be a nightmare. And I don't know if I'll be able to leave at any, you know, at any time. So probably when I come home, I'll be able to watch, you know, the second half of the show or, you know, something like that. But to your point, I will always be excited about shows that I can actually watch in real time. It's a different sort of experience, which you guys over at the States are absolutely 100% used to by now. So it's always a different thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you excited about the pay-per-view?
Yeah, play? I am. I'm very curious to see how it goes down, because got two titles that are going to be up for grabs technically, and turns out they're going to just be getting rings. The title will stay in Saudi
Arabia. I saw, oh my God, I saw it.
So I was like, okay, well, all right.
So I have a question about that. So they say that the titles are going to stay in Saudi Arabia. So why the hell did they ship them over to the States to put them in long briefcases to show the people everything? And they're like, oh, here's the thing you won't be able to have.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
The weirdest thing. Just,
I mean, I think what they're just going to do is just keep it. Like, they have that WWE, like, experience, I think they call it, there. So I assume it's just going to stay there. But
sure, but it's, like, really weird. Because, like, they just said it, like, an hour ago.
Yeah.
I would only assume that this wasn't the thing yesterday. Like the day before, like so weird.
We got a couple more super chats we'll read real quick here. Anthony Cruz, thank you very much for the super chat. Says, what do you think about a female like Athena joining the Hurt Syndicate? She has done enough for Ring of Honor, I think. I would be down with that.
Anthony, sweetie, I would like to see Athena on the main stage of AEW. Like yesterday. At this point, I don't even care where she's, if she joins any faction. I was about to say fraction. If she's about to join a faction, or she would like to start her own, because like she kind of has her own, you know, over Ring of Honor. Yeah. So I don't even care at this point. Just have her on the main show. Like, how can you have all these Ring of Honor champions on AEW, but not the one everyone wants? That is the weirdest thing. But if they're closer to a TV deal, that's gonna be a different thing. But Anthony, thank you so much for the donation. Yeah.
And we appreciate, you know, as long as she doesn't join this
Hi session. Guys!
Just had to.
Yeah, I saw it on here. Somebody saved it. It wasn't me, but
ruin everything.
I do. That's the nice thing about me. I put others first and their misery. Eric, our good friend, thank you, sir. Sends us a super chat. He says, thoughts with Chris Bay. What are some of your favorite matches of his? Also, I think he's a gamer, if memory serves. What video games do you each like? Well, Maggie's a big video gamer.
Yes, I totally know what you mean by that. I've held joysticks in my hand a lot of times. Shut up.
Hey, shut up. Well, you remember how I ended that show
Shut
once.
Up. I know. Shut up. You're a child.
Yeah,
I have a podcast with a child. Just stop it. Look, no. Favorite match of Chris Bay? I mean, all his matches with him, Ace Austin as a tag team champion against the Motor City Machine Guns were an absolute delight to watch. Also, yeah. Because like he was an X Division champion, and he's one of the wrestlers who always pop in my head when I think about the X Division. You know, the recent X Division. I almost feel like he had a match with Speedball Mike Bailey, but I don't know if this because all that I see in my head is their incredible chemistry between one another, but it could have easily been a tag team match.
So
this is kind of a foggy thing in my head, but he was a pretty good X Division champion, and he was a pretty good tag team champion also. And just, man, fingers crossed that he's well. Everything else is just.
Well, one of my favorite matches was actually from this year that he had. It was the four-way tag team at Hard to Kill, I want to say. It was Ace Austin, Chris Bay versus Laredo Kid and Mike Bailey versus Trey Miguel, Zachary Wentz, and I want to say James Drake and Zach Gibson. Yeah, that match was solid. That was a four-way tag team match. That was really good.
Was this year?
Yeah, that was early this year. That was probably, I want to say, January, February, I want to say. Yeah, I don't remember.
The Grizzled Young Veterans?
Yeah, yep. Okay. He had one, I think this was a couple of years ago, but it was him versus Ace Austin, Josh Alexander, PD Williams, who hasn't been in a ring in a long time, and somebody, Trey Miguel and someone else. It was a Ultimate X match. I cannot tell you what show that was, but it was a hell of a match too. I'm gonna look that match up real quick. Oh, it's Slammiversary 2021,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. That one was solid. So those are two of my favorites. And I'm sure there's some singles matches. They're just not coming to my head right now.
I was kind of bummed when he joined the tag division because he was so great in singles. But like afterwards, just look at what he's doing, man.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I make beats. Thank you, sir. Or I assume. Yeah. There we go. I see the photo now. Wrestler puts themselves on the line for our enjoyment. I will always respect that because these injuries can end careers. Here's some cheddar for the fun. Thank you very much for the super chat.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sweetie. We appreciate you a lot. Yes, wrestlers do put themselves and their bodies on the line for our entertainment. And that is, sadly, something that people take for granted. Well, he could have done this here. He could have done that here. Yeah, sure. But like his body is made of skin and bones and meat. Just probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing, like I've always said on like our show too, when it comes to, I've said this before. I've had DMs where people say things where, you guys never talk negative. And my thing is like, why? What's the point of talking negative? My problem is never with the wrestlers themselves.
Serious?
Yeah.
Like we don't talk negative.
I think they're talking about like the wrestlers. We never talk negative about the wrestler per se. I don't know. Like it's just somebody giving them a reason to complain. But we don't talk, we don't have a, well, I...
If you're a dickhole person,
if they're a normal person, like we're not gonna go crap all over them. Like if like when it's a storyline, it's not their fault. That's the way I look at it for the most part. You know,
they're doing their best.
They do that, and they do their best out there, and they do put their bodies on the line for us just to entertain us. And I mean, I know they get paid, but it's one of those things where we watch it because we love it, and yeah, it's just one of those things that we're very grateful for all the wrestlers that have done what they've done, you know. So it's just, yeah. And then one more super chat before we get started with our predictions. Chris Mueller, thank you, Doc. He says, hi, everyone. Finish the quote. Frodo is a... Maggie, I'll bitch. Let you go first. Okay, Maggie bitch. Says he's a bitch. And I will say he is a jobber who doesn't know his way around...
A mountain.
He, if it wasn't for the storyline, he would have completely jobbed to Gollum. So... Yeah. So there you go. That's
Gollum.
Yeah. Yep. So there you go.
Sam is the true hero of the story. Just saying. So if you want, we can start with crown jewel predictions because Jesus Christ.
Yep. Let's start. All right. Let's go with this for our first match. Randy Orton taking on Mr. KO Kevin Owens. Maggie?
Look, I love how when you put those graphics on the screen, you don't remove the super chats and like there's a graphic and you know the super chat. That's fine. I'm like, look, that's I will never say no to seeing Doc, so that's I mean I haven't seen him ever, so like that is a different situation. I said this on the True Heel Heat channel this Wednesday. I'll say it here again. I hope Kevin Owens in kayfabe ends Randy Orton. Kayfabe. I would like to underline that. I was never a Randy Orton person, but if I have to be honest, this is the most interested I've been in Randy right now because he's in unfamiliar waters. He's the voice of reason, and that's weird for me.
Yeah, it's weird when it's weird when that's the case with Randy Orton. Usually, this is
he's usually a hothead.
Yeah, usually it's vice versa. Usually, he's the one that's like being the problem, and everybody for the most part thought that he was going to be the one that turned. I thought he was going to be the one that turned before KO, but
even me, yes.
Yeah.
What do you think will happen here?
Kevin Owens is going to get the victory here.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens will get the win.
Unanimous vote. Okay.
Yeah, KO gets the victory here. They got to go that route.
It does mean that they will. But like this match, no. Yes. Yes, give me this match.
This one, you ready? So we have, as my computer, go ahead. My computer froze here.
Oh, sure. Okay, so Rob's computer froze. So let's talk about this tag team match. The tag team champions, Bianca and Jade, will be defending against Jakara Jackson and Lash Legend from NXT, Io Sky and Kairi Sane. And Chelsea Green and Piper Niven. So this match I actually look forward to because they finally built a storyline around those women tag team championships. I'm actually looking forward to that because like how can you what year is this? Like they made a build. I mean, you can argue about, you know, the success of the build, but it was right there and plants were being planted. Sorry. And I would think that, okay, I wouldn't mind if any tag team wins the championship from Bianca and Jade. I do think that we will eventually get Bianca and Jade facing each other at WrestleMania next year. But the question here is how far ahead do you start planting those seeds? That's the phrase. Thank you. Yeah. So Would it be here? Will it be at the Royal Rumble? Like, I don't know. But because I love Chelsea Green so much, and I feel like she's probably the best deal that WWE struck. Was it 2 years ago or was it last year? I'm really bad at this.
2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, two years ago.
The Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Where
she got in mid. Yeah, Corey Graves.
I didn't even get fun of her husband.
Yes, that was so great. So she's been, a legitimate entertainment part of either SmackDown, Raw, or even NXT when she was a part of it. So I really want some gold around Chelsea's waist. I always am a fan of whenever you get to see progress, you give that person their flowers. And she has done immensely. She's been great, man.
Yeah. Well, even before she was great.
Absolutely. She's a hot mess.
Yeah.
So I think that Bianca and Jade will retain, but I want Piper Niven and
so that's the thing. Like our friend Pluggo from Love Wrestling challenged me like in the picks, and and I picked Bianca and Jade, but I really, really want Chelsea and Piper to win. I really want that. I do. But part of me also thinks that, hey, maybe Chelsea can get in this, like, get a championship match in Vancouver, like, if she doesn't win. Because she has had, run-ins with Nia, like, on screen. Yeah. So I'm kind of like, maybe they're... That's just me hoping,
Yeah, but, like, know that she's not going to win the title against Nia. Yeah, I know.
That's true, too. Damn.
She's not.
I know.
So, for the sake of having a match in Vancouver, no.
Maybe,
just have her...
Well, maybe her just a rematch. Well, here you go. Give her the rematch, or give her a tag team... let her win the tag team titles in Vancouver, maybe. I don't know. Something like that. That'd be cool. I'd be down with that. I just want, I want her to get her flowers. That's all. I'm just a big Chelsea fan.
Always. Always Piper Niven.
Not the football club, but the Chelsea Green is who I'm a fan of. Sometimes you got to clarify.
You should never be a Chelsea fan.
No.
If you're a Chelsea fan, I should hug you.
Huh? No.
No.
Nah. All right. Mm-hmm. So, and Ophelia, our friend, she says, give it to Chelsea so she can walk into Vancouver Survivor Series as the champ.
Well, that's wishful thinking, Pegs. So, no.
All right. Our next match. La Knight.
Yeah.
LA Knight. Yeah. Versus Carmelo Hayes versus Andrade for the United States Championship. Maggie, this is going to sound pretty crazy. Ever since LA Knight won that title, it has not
felt I hate it.
That important. Does that sound weird?
I fucking hate it. I hate it. He's done nothing.
And that's not that's not his fault.
I'm really angry.
I'm
angry. Yeah. I'm angry. Because, a lot of us wanted him. Did all of us want LA Knight to become United States champion, or did all of us not want Logan Paul as United?
I think it was a combination. Like we would take what we could get.
Okay, but here's the thing: how is in this scenario specifically? How is LA Knight not the heel in this situation? I'm really pissed off because on last week's SmackDown we had best of seven series, the final match between Andrade and Melo. And of course, they couldn't help themselves. And they made LA Knight a special guest referee because why the fuck not?
I hate special guest referees. I just can't see them.
We've had like 1,000 this year. Just ended already. Like whenever you have a special guest referee, the match automatically becomes two stars lower, first of all. Second of all, the match...
Only one star matches, lower in the Tokyo Dome.
Yeah, sure. No, it's supposed to be three because it's more.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. You're right. That is true. Damn.
So the match automatically becomes about the special guest referee. It's not about the two people that are actually having the match or anything. So the only hilarious thing in this match when it comes to LA Knight was that he was refereeing the match without taking off his title belt. That was hilarious. But like at the end, he just gave both wrestlers a BFT, and then you know who wins this match? You know who's the winner? I'm the winner. And I'm like, fucking no, you suck. Mm-hmm. And then backstage, all this is like, you're going to be in a triple threat against both people. And like, how is LA Knight getting cheered? That was a total dick move right there.
Yeah.
Because he made it all about himself and having in mind SmackDown. Like, the banger matches have all been between LA Knight and Carmelo Hayes. Like, every opportunity that they get, they put this. So right now, fuck it. Strap Carmelo Hayes, because I will never not be biased when it comes to Carmelo Hayes. Because for me, NXT 2.0 was an ass of a show, and he was the only reason why you should tune into NXT 2.0. Because of him, he carried that show. So Carmelo Hayes will forever and ever have a really big place in my heart. For me, because of that reason, I think that he's been treated extremely poorly on the main roster. He's becoming like the jobber to the stars, man. And I can see him transitioning into whatever Dolph Ziggler was. And if that happens, run, man. Run either back to NXT or run, I don't know, to the Indies and then TNA or AEW. I don't know. But like, if you turn Carmelo into Dolph Ziggler, I will be immensely pissed off. So just stop it.
I don't see that happening. I really don't.
Did you see that happening with Dolph Ziggler? Because I love Dolph Ziggler.
No, I mean, I know, but Dolph Ziggler was a Vince guy. Like, I mean, not necessarily was he a Vince guy, you know, like he liked Vince, but I'm saying that Vince trusted him, like, so he could do all this stuff. Like, he could take jobs. He could do the job. He could put somebody over. He could win when he needed him to. But I don't see that with Carmelo. I think Carmelo's going to be a star still. And I think LA Knight's going to get the win here.
I'm sure that he is. But, like, I will be exactly as happy if Andrade won. If Carmelo Hayes wins, I'll be really, really ecstatic. But, like, probably a tad less excited if Andrade wins, but still excited.
Yeah.
But the disappointing part here is that LA Knight is probably going
to win. I would love to see Carmelo Hayes win. I'm gonna pick LA Knight to win, but my heart wants Carmelo to win, but my head says LA Knight's going to get the victory here.
Yes, absolutely.
Doobie says,
reminder, guys, all the super chats and the Humber chats are going to Chris Bay's GoFundMe, so you still have opportunities to send those in.
Soupy says, I feel that Logan Paul might appear.
I feel that you should bite your tongue, Mark.
Damn. Okay. Moving on to our next match. Seth Rollins versus Bronson Reed.
Yes. Yeah.
These two are going to beat the hell out of each other.
Yes, they are going to beat the hell out of each other. A brilliant Death Valley driver on this Monday Night Raw this week. And previously, a huge stomp on the, you know, on a car. And I'm like, yeah, he's done. And then he gets up. Oh, Jesus. Brilliant. But Seth Rollins did, this is what I mentioned to SP3. I love how in this certain situation, Seth Rollins he put over Bronson Reed a lot in promos because he's like, I need people like Bronson Reed because they keep me sharp. So yeah. In one sentence, he says that Bronson Reed is an amazing competitor and he needs to fight him just so he can prove to himself that he's still there. So this, I always prefer that to a wrestler putting you down, because no one wins in this situation. Because if you win, sure, you're going to win because he's a loser. But like, if you lose, you lost to a loser. So that makes you really, really poor. And like in wrestling skills wise. So I adore Seth Rollins. Everyone knows who's a coexisting fan. I'm a huge sucker for Seth Rollins. And I will pick Bronson Reed to win here because he needs to. Seth Rollins may win the feud, but this isn't the only match that they're going to have. He can win the feud. I will not say no to Bronson Reed winning the feud himself, because this is how you build stars. I'm incredibly sure that Seth Rollins will bump the fuck out for Bronson Reed. This is the exact best person who will put over Bronson Reed. I pick Bronson Reed here.
Okay. I have Seth Rollins winning, even though I agree with what you said. Bronson Reed could use the win here big time, but I just don't see him going that route. Seth Rollins has only wrestled two matches, excluding the one house show, it wasn't a house show match, it was a dark match last week. He's only wrestled two matches since WrestleMania. So, I mean, that's crazy. He wrestled at Money in the Bank, but it's just wild. But I think he's gonna get it. I think he's gonna get the victory. That's how I feel anyways. So we will move on to our next match, and that is none other than the women's
ring match
champion. The ring match, crown jewel champion for a ring, even though their championship title will stay where it's at. Nia Jax taking on Liv Morgan.
Okay, there's no way Liv Morgan wins here, right? Mm-hmm. The thing is, okay, so I was sure that Rhea Ripley was going to attack Liv Morgan, but now that Rhea Ripley is incredibly injured, get well soon to Rhea Ripley. Jesus, like, she cannot catch a break. So, of course, Raquel Rodriguez is still there. She can help Liv win the match. But Nia Jax has Tiffy time. Yeah. So the question is, does Tiffany Stratton cash in here and win all the gold? That's the question here. I don't think it happens. I think Nia Jax squashes Liv Morgan here. Yeah. Nia Jax is the other person who needs their flowers, because she's come back a totally different wrestler person than she was before she got fired. Incredible improvement. What do you think?
I have Liv winning. I think Liv's going to win it, because I think there's going to be shenanigans where Tiffany Stratton accidentally costs Nia the match.
Okay.
That's what I think is going to happen. So I have Nia winning. Or excuse me, I have Liv winning.
The stupid thing is that now that Rhea Ripley is injured, like, they have built no one on that show to take on Liv. Right. And, like, no one. The Raw's women's division needs a lot of help, man. A lot of help.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. They need to make that call to Becky. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm sticking with Liv, so.
Okay.
Move on to our next match. Another match for a ring. The Crown Jewel champion versus champion, Gunther, the artist formerly known as Walter, taking on Cody Rhodes.
So Gunther 8 Cody Rhodes up on the mic. Like, for all the people that said that no one can touch Cody Rhodes on the mic, that's Gunther, man. Like, he outclassed him on the microphone, man. It's like Gunther is becoming more and more complete with each and every passing month. And I'm not even kidding. Like, back in the day when he was in NXT UK, I thought that there was no way that he could get any better. And then everything else happened. And I'm like, how is that? Cody was like, would you? You couldn't handle my schedule. You couldn't do anything that I'm doing. And Walter says to him, I'm asked to do everything that you're doing. I just say no. You know, like, so that's apparently an option. It's just I could never bet against Walter. I would have even been okay if he beat Sami Zayn at WrestleMania for the Intercontinental Championship. Even I would have been okay even there, because come on. So I was really afraid that Goldberg was going to cost Walter this match, but then Jeremy mentioned on the spotlight that Goldberg will be in the States for a Hall of Fame ceremony. Yes. So I was like, oh, get in there. Because, like, no. So what, and this is what I predicted on True Heel Heat. But now that we have this information, I have a legitimate reason to change my pick. So I think that Kevin Owens costs Cody Rhodes this match.
Yeah.
Damn it. And this is, I hope that this doesn't lead to Goldberg and Cody Rhodes versus Kevin Owens and Gunther, because that's a stupid match to have. But yes, Goldberg will not be in Saudi Arabia, and that is the heavens listening, because every time Goldberg is involved with a wrestler, I am sorry, I will always appreciate everything that Goldberg has done for wrestling. I really do. But so I'm afraid
that Goldberg has made the
sacrifice.
You were waiting for that.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, you were waiting for that. Yeah, so I appreciate everything that Goldberg has done for the industry, but I am afraid legitimately for every wrestler that's facing him. So, yes, this is what I predict. What do you think?
Yeah, well, so I thinking Cody would win, but like the thing I completely forgot about was Goldberg. Like, where I didn't realize Goldberg wasn't going to be there, so that kind of just made
I didn't my, know Jeremy yeah. said so on the spotlight, and I was like hitting my butt in the ceiling. That's how happy I was.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Anyways, yeah, I had Cody winning this because of some outside shenanigans, and now I can see Gunther winning because of outside shenanigans because of Kevin Owens, like you said. So, there we go. So, damn, but I'm gonna go with Kevin Owens, or excuse me, I'm gonna go with Gunther because of Kevin Owens. Sorry.
There you go. I understood what you meant. I got you.
Yeah. Yes. Again, guys, any super chats go straight to the Chris Bay GoFundMe. So feel free to send us a super chat. It'd be appreciated.
Yes. Yes.
So we go to our last match on the card.
Yes. Let's hang. Let's go into the last fucking match on this card. It's a 7 match card.
Yeah. For once.
Yeah.
So
for once.
Let's get here. All right, the OG bloodline taking on the new bloodline, which I assume it's going to be, they haven't said, but I assume it's going to be Solo, Jacob, Fatu, and Tama Tonga.
I would only assume, because what the hell are you doing if you haven't otherwise? Yeah, so I'm kind of mad. Because, the reuniting of the Usos happened a bit too quick for me. I wanted some time. But apparently they're going to spend that time on Sami Zayn. Let me tell you why I'm mad. Because here's what happened. So, like, the new bloodline cost Jay the IC championship, and then he was mad, and then he decided to go to SmackDown to cost GOD the tag team championships, which, by the way, the Motor City Machine Guns are now your SmackDown Tag Team Championship champions. So this is exactly as weird as it was when AJ Styles won his first WWE championship when he beat Jinder Mahal. Mr. TNA, this is exactly as weird as it was back then. The Motor City Machine Guns are tag team champions in WWE. This is so weird. So, GOD faced the Motor City Machine Guns, and then Jay came out in a mask, and he killed everyone. The ref was out, and then another ref came out, or was it the same ref? I don't care anymore. I don't remember, man. It was a week ago. And then the Motor City Machine Guns became champions. So the thing is, so the Usos hugged it out, and they were okay. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that sucks. Because, like, they were... them being not on the same terms was putting it mildly. Like, they had a match at WrestleMania, a blood match at WrestleMania. No one liked it. I thought it was fine. Rob thought it was fine. We just think that the entire internet was overreacting when it comes to that match. Sami Zayn tells Jay, what are you doing? They did this and that to you. And he was like, yeah, listen to Sami. Like, he shouldn't have said okay that soon. It's just like your ex coming back to see if you're still stupid. And you're still stupid because you say yes. That's not how you do it. So Jimmy was like, okay, I'm going to talk to Sami if that's okay with you. And Jay's like, yeah, okay, talk to Sami. And listen up. So men always say to women, oh, you're too emotional. You're jumping to conclusions. You're too emotional. You're too emotional. And how did Raw end? Jimmy and Jay see Sami Zayn talking to Solo Sikoa, and they immediately think that, oh my God, Sami Zayn is on his side. They're plotting together. And I'm like, what is this?
Yeah,
why are you being so weird?
That's the drama side of the WWE.
That's so fucking stupid, well, man.
You know what they say? Yeah. There's a lot of drama in the OBC, and there's a lot of drama in the WWE. I got to use that line again. Thank you. Yes.
You're so proud of yourself.
I am so proud of myself.
Yes, you are proud of yourself. Okay, so this is I'm pissed off about that. And because of this, because it needs to be stretched out, I guess, I think that Sami Zayn accidentally costs the OG Bloodline the match and Bloodline 2.0 win.
All right. Yeah, I think Bloodline 2.0 wins as well. Captain Peter Quinn says, tell us about the new Motor City Machine Gun theme. Rat-tat-tat-tat-tat.
Raise your fists. It's no Nut November. I shouldn't be raising any fists.
Yeah, well. Ba-dum-bum.
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, that's our predictions segment for WWE Crown Jewel, taking place tomorrow or Saturday, just in case you listen to this later. But, yeah, there we go. Maggie, You wanted to talk about a former WWE tag team champion who was on NXT. And I'm going to let you do that here in just 1 second, but I could picture that you pretty much said this when he appeared on your TV. Just 1 second for me to pull this up, because I'm thinking this is probably what you said. Just, you can tell me if I'm wrong.
Who the hell told you tonight was open mic night, bitch?
That's a lot of words. No, the only word I... Fuck no. No, no, no. No.
Same amount of words.
Okay, NXT is a show about the future stars of WWE, right? That's what I've come to understand. That's what the show is all about. But Bully Ray was a part of the NXT Halloween Havoc. Was it the pre-show they did?
Yeah, pre-show. Yeah.
Yeah, and so him and his colleague from Busted Open,
Dave,
they were in the audience, you know, with microphones doing the reporter shticks.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I like Dave LaGreca, but
Dave LaGreca is good.
Yeah, what I thought was hilarious was how many times Bubba name dropped Busted Open. I was like, okay, this to the point now where it's just like, stop.
He also forgot Zarya's name. We saw a debut. What was it? What was the debut? And because like he forgot Zarya's name. That's fine. That happens to all of us. That's not what I have a problem with.
Yeah.
Like being human is fine. That's okay. But then Rich Holland gets in his face and I'm like, oh no, just don't do that. And then at the end of the show, because Trick Williams beat Ethan Page, he retained his NXT championship. And then Rich Holland attacked him, and Ethan Page was fine with that, and they started double teaming him. And then Bully Ray came out, and I'm like, no. And then NXT comes around on Tuesday night, and he's like, hey, do you want to tag with me, you know, against these two dickholes? And Bully Ray has the audacity to cut word for word the same promo that he cut to Josh Alexander 2 years ago in Impact. Word for word. No one came out to help you because you have no friends, because you're a champion. And I'm like, this is deja vu. What? No. And then he has the audacity, part two, to say, I don't want to be a part of this match, man. I'm getting all hyped, but I don't want to be a part of this match because I don't want to take food off the plate. Plate of the future stars in that locker room, man. That's an amazing locker room. And I'm like, oh, fuck no.
Yeah.
No, he's going to do it. And then legitimately 5 minutes later, he says, you want a match? You got the match.
Yeah.
What is this?
And you know, like, I can already tell, like, this is how I think that match will end, is I think, okay, I believe... Okay, so I believe if D-Von's healthy enough to do it, I believe the match will end with D-Von and Bubba putting somebody through a table together. That's how I think it'll end. If he's healthy enough. I can't remember if he is, so.
Yeah, like, he's come back to wrestling. He's wrestled a couple of matches that were not good because nothing will ever be the same. Like, he's not healthy as he was back then. At this point, I just want wrestlers to be safe. That's it. Like, I know that, and the stupid thing is that they're only doing this for the special episode of NXT. I'm getting the hiccups. I'm sorry. That's the fault. That's what happens when you get Bully Ray on television. So, in NXT television, mind you, not TNA, Impact, or whatever. It's NXT. Yeah, because they have the special show in the ECW arena. That's the only reason why they're
that's the same reason why Dom Marie is going to be a special guest referee.
and then, there you go. Another wonderful thing that happened on this week's NXT was we had a face-off because Zarya had her debut match. It was against Brilli Reese.
Yeah.
Of course, Zarya was okay. So Zarya, I love when women do spears. I miss Caitlyn so much because her spear was really, really good. So Zarya does probably one of my favorite spears in the company right now. So she does a spear and an F5 combination for the pin. That looks absolutely marvelous, and I will never say no to that. She looks like a beast. So there you go. So Fatal Influence comes out. They're like, you think you're... Meh. And because, like, they're joined by Cora Jade and Roxanne. So who comes out to back up Zarya? None other than Kalani Jordan, Julia, and Stephanie Vaquer. And because they're a person short, so out comes Jordan Grace. And I scream at the top of my lungs. And I'm like, okay. So because Jordan Grace lost her Knockouts Championship to Marsha Slamovich at this past week's Bound for Glory, probably my favorite match between those two. There was a certain point where I thought that Jordan Grace and Marsha Slamovich will face each other forever, because the Fight Forever chant sometimes is made for specific wrestlers, and these two are one of them. Magnificent match. I will never get tired of watching Jordan Grace fight. So because she's not Knockouts champion anymore, I'm pretty sure that she's signing to WWE as soon as she gets out of her TNA contract. So she comes out, I scream, I lose my voice. On a Wednesday morning, and having in mind, Fightful Select reported that this was initially supposed to be Lita. And all due respect and all my love to Lita, Jordan Grace is so much better. That crowd erupted when they heard her music.
Yeah,
So this is wonderful. I enjoyed it immensely. I can't wait. The pictures backstage with Jordan Grace, Zarya, and Rhea Ripley were so good. And then I thought, okay, so that's a dick move right there. Why didn't Zarya and Jordan Grace walk Rhea Ripley to her car in the parking lot? And I'm like, oh, they're rookies. They're new to NXT. That's why they didn't know that the parking lot is not a place where you can be, you know, by yourself. Were you excited as I was about this?
I thought it was great. Like, I was not expecting it, so of course I was happy as I could be seeing when you hear those sirens go off.
The sirens.
When those go off and you see Jordan Grace walk out, you know, I popped. I was happy. So
I'm afraid that when she comes to the WWE, she's going to have a stupid generic music theme, and I'm going to cry so much because her theme is incredibly known to everyone at this point. I don't know who that music belongs to, but if they can pull out Cody Rhodes, please just make her keep that music, because it's incredibly, incredibly good.
Yes. So,
talk a bit about Dynamite now.
Yeah. What do you think of the debut of Bob E. Lashley?
I like the way it happened, because, okay, so Swerve Strickland and Shelton Benjamin. Do you know what my notes say about this match? Swerve Strickland versus Shelton Benjamin. Jesus, this match. This is legitimately what my notes say.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so everyone knew that this match was going to be off the hook. Amazing, amazing match. Swerve won with a swerve stomp. And then the cameras go to MVP, and he makes a call. And I'm like, two things. Isn't it incredibly loud in there? How can you make a phone call? Second of all, hats off to MVP for not owning an iPhone. Hats off to MVP. That's how you do it, man. That's how you do it. So
that's what you noticed. This
is me because I have an iPhone, by the way. Yeah, I noticed stuff like that. So he makes a call, and then Bobby Lashley debuts. I like his theme. His theme is good.
Yeah, because Mikey Ruckus rules.
Yeah, of course. I loved Lashley's theme over at WWE. It was really good. It wasn't generic. It popped into your head all the time. It was good. So kudos to Mikey Ruckus. I enjoy his theme. And then they just, like, he wears a red suit. And immediately I'm like, I am the arm. And I sound like this.
Yeah.
But that's not a Twin Peaks reference. I never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that I was going to make a Twin Peaks reference when it comes to Bobby Lashley. But there you go. It's all because of the red suit. So they get in the ring and attack Swerve. And then, because like when they go to attack Swerve, you can hear a member of production going, 90 seconds!
And then they, like, you could hear him again, like, a minute later, 30 seconds, 30 guys!
30 seconds!
Yeah, it's just like, good God, man. Like,
it's so funny. And then MVP gets on the mic and he says, what did he say? Guess who's back in business? And I'm like, there you go.
I like that line. I liked it.
You know, such an amazing line, man.
I said it on this show before when I went to a house show last year in December. He was the one that got the most heat, like out of like, yeah. And the Bloodline was there minus Roman, but I mean, he got the most heat for sure, and that was just told me a lot, like why WWE got rid of him was just baffling to me. I thought he'd be fine on the mic, but whatever. I'm happy for those guys though. Now they get to show what they can do. And
hopefully.
You know, something I'm really hoping that AEW ties in is I hope that Lashley and Leo Rush have kind of like a run in. And I could absolutely see Leo Rush joining this. I really could.
Lashley.
I could definitely I see this that. Happening.
I can definitely see that. Or Lashley kills him.
That too. Yeah. I don't want him to die, but I could see that happening too. Lashley power bombs him a little too hard and he goes through a table and then goes through the ground and
everything. Okay.
Yeah, then wakes up on the other side and says, is this Albuquerque? Or
absolutely. He, absolutely. Yeah. Sure. So the last topic that we that really quick to talk about, everything that happened between the Death Riders, which are formerly known as BCC. That's a really cool name, by the way. Death Riders.
Yeah, I like
really
it.
Good. Yeah. So anything that transpired between the Death Riders, the OC, I was this close to saying Orange County, Orange Cassidy, Moxley.
Orange Cassidy.
Yes. And then Private Party, Young Bucks, everything that happened in that entire segment, because this was kind of a lot. Moxley said that he did OC a favor because he got rid of his distractions, so now that he can focus. But at this point, they just grabbed Yuta and threatened to break his neck with a chair. Yeah. And that's when Orange Cassidy came out. And Marina Shafir slapped Yuta.
He slapped the shit out of him.
She slapped the shit out of him. And then he was like, yeah, okay. And he started kicking the crap out of OC. And then they wanted to break OC's neck too, but then Darby Allin descended from the rafters. And I was really worried for a bit because the cable started wrapping around his neck, and I'm like, oh no,
that would have been good.
Yeah, that would have been extremely awful. So they should watch out for that. So in this segment, because Private Party were already out there, and you know the Death Riders, that's going to take some getting used to. So that they went into you know the crowd, the audience, and yeah. That's when the Young Bucks came out for the match.
Yep.
So they had an amazing match between themselves and Private Party. The funny and hilarious part was Okada coming out and giving the most gentle tombstone pile driver to Quinn. Laughed my ass. It was so gentle. He just put him on the ground. It was really funny. I don't know if it was... Yes. Darby would have survived.
Yeah.
Yes, he was run over by a bus. But, like, come on. There's, like, freak accidents happen, and I do not want to see that ever.
That's true, too.
So Private Party won. It was a great match. We had a show of sportsmanship after. Because, like, the Young Bucks took the titles and placed them on their shoulders. And then they went backstage and started shredding documents.
Yeah, which, like, what the hell do they have to shred? Like, that's my thought.
Well, that's probably something that we are about to find out.
Well, maybe. And that, I don't know.
Like, we saw that because Jack Perry had an altercation with Garcia backstage.
Yeah.
Garcia was, like, put him against the wall, and like Jack Perry smiled at him, and he's like, "They used to dance for me too." And I did that pop you as much as it popped me. That was
not well. I mean, I didn't. It was a good line. I just didn't catch it right away. Like I really seriously. Like, oh, I mean, I heard it in, but it just didn't register like right away to me. Like, I just like, they just asked me, oh, like it just took me like about a minute to, it wasn't even brilliant. A minute later, but
it was good. A brilliant line.
Like,
what the hell? I'm glad because like I posted that on Twitter and I'm glad that people popped as much as I did. Yeah, so Jack Perry went into the room that he saw, you know, the Young Bucks shredding documents, and then they left. Christopher Daniels tried his best to make them stay because the company needed them, but they didn't care. They just, you know, drove off and forgot to take Brandon Cutler. So he got beat up by the Death Riders. They broke his hand with a hammer. That was good. And Moxley made Christopher Daniels watch. Like, that's brilliant. He made him watch. And so I have a lot of questions, ma'am, because like a lot of the storyline points to the Young Bucks coming back as faces.
Yeah.
With Kenny Omega. Because and I don't like that at all, because like they did all the things with the intestine cake and they beat him down the last time that he was on television. So that probably doesn't make sense.
That's why I liked what I said last week now about Kenny Omega being the guy. Like that.
Yeah,
like
that's gonna be better now. That's gonna be better now.
I hope that's the case.
Nick Jackson delivered the V trigger to in the match. And Matt Jackson delivered the One Winged Angel to Isaiah Cassidy. So there's seeds planted. Third time in this podcast, there's seeds being planted. So I'm anxious to see what happens because of the way every storyline that involves the Elite I'm a sucker for the Elite, man. That's been clear.
What do you think of Adam Cole mentioning Wardlow?
Listen, I mentioned this to Chris today. I sat down and was finally able to read his interview with Adam Cole because I know that all interviews with Chris are amazing and they have a specific positive energy to them. And the reason why I wanted to read that interview immediately after the match was because I didn't like the match. It had a weird pacing. I know that it's supposed to be that way because Adam Cole just returned from a gruesome injury. But the thing is, this match could have been 5 minutes shorter. And it would have been way, way better. Yeah. I mean, when you reach a point when the crowd counts you out, you know that something's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. But him mentioning Wardlow, I can only hope Wardlow is recovering well from his injury. And at this point, I just don't trust them with with that storyline. Just abandoning it. I don't know what you do with Wardlow after that. I really don't know. But just do something, or else just let him be.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you like the match?
It was
because
okay.
The thing that popped me in the match was the ending, because yeah. Adam Cole told Buddy, he was like, you knew what I needed and you gave it to me, so I appreciate you for that. Yeah. And then they shake hands, and then the lights go out, and then when they go up again, he's shaking Malakai Black's hand, and right out of the bat, you get a holy shit chant.
Yeah.
And I popped even, and I'm like,
yep.
NXT. NXT.
Like, give me that match is pretty much what I said right away.
Well,
and I was
going to
tag you like on Twitter,
match.
But I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'll wait. She'll
yeah.
see it.
Yeah, I'll see it. So this is probably going to be the second match, and the third match will be Brody King. But I'm not going to speculate.
I could see him going Brody King before.
Before Malakai. Okay, yeah. That's
just the way they do things, but
okay. But I feel like, okay, first of all, please, more Buddy Matthews matches.
Yeah, faux show.
More Buddy Matthews matches. I like House of Black, but them having singles matches, I kind of miss it, because Brody yeah. King had a bunch of singles matches. He was a part of the C2. So probably something to consider for next year's C2, because Malakai Black obviously isn't going anywhere for quite some time.
Yeah.
So might as well get your money's worth.
All right, Maggie. Time to plug your shit.
Guys, you can follow me on the Twitter machine or Twix or Dex. I don't give a fuck anymore. At Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Tune in to the True Heel Heat YouTube channel to catch my predictions with SP3. We have fun so much every time that we're on screen together. Like I said to him, our rants align. So that's always a good thing. Rob, where would the good people can find you?
Guys, you can follow me right here. On X at Rob Wilkins. Otherwise, I'm on Instagram and Threads at Fightful Rob. And before we close the show out, got some dad jokes for you, Maggie. Are you up for them?
Yes, I am.
All right. An emergency call. Somebody made an emergency call, and the guy says, "Come quick. My friend was bitten by a wolf." The operator says, "Where?" Caller says, "No, a regular one." I haven't seen my twin brother since I left Australia. We were separated at Perth. My house is haunted by a chicken.
That's a pun. That's a pun.
Okay, it is. Sorry, dad jokes. And then I got some more puns. These are puns now. My house is haunted by a chicken, a poultrygeist, a foul spirit. I plan to call an egressist
okay.
to help it cross the other side.
Okay.
Okay. That's all I got.
Okay. So. Thank you guys so much for showing up for the super chats. We appreciate you a lot. I'm incredibly sure that Chris Bay will appreciate the crap out of each and every one of you. I'm so thankful that we get to help out a little. with your help as well. We appreciate you a ton. Thank you so much.
You know what's crazy, Maggie, is that this coming month, we will be, our show will be on for 3 years. You know what that means?
Happy anniversary!
Almost 3 years of my bullshit that you put up with.
Is it four? Oh, no, it's three.
I
don't know. I don't know anymore.
Time flies when you're having fun, is what you're saying.
Yes, it does.
Look at all those chickens.
It's three. Look at all these chickens. Yeah, it's three. I feel like it's three.
I just make time feel like it's slowing down. That's all. All right, guys. Want to say thank you. We hope you enjoy.
Fly in your room.
Yeah, I know. I get the hell out. I'm trying to do a show here, a highly praised
show.
Yeah. God, guys. I hope you enjoy Crown Jewel if you watch it. I know some people do not watch the Saudi Arabia shows, which is completely understandable. I get it. If that's what you want to do. So want to say thank you for tuning in. We hope if you watch the show, you enjoy it. But we will see you next
week.
Please
leave a thumbs up.
Yeah. And after you're done watching this, head on over to the other channel because I know Grap City is still going. So, and this podcast will be up pretty soon. So peace out, homies.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah, Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.